Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sam Martin, the veteran, for the punt, and Marcus Jones. There was no fair catch at the 12, and he squeezes out of it. Marcus Jones down the sideline. Walker's in front, past the punter. Marcus Jones, and that's a punt return for a touchdown.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Oh, baby. We survived with the New England Patriots. We didn't just survive. We thrived. A beatdown. Ass kicking. We absolutely loved it. Friends of the show, the great Chris Myers and Stink, Odyssey Sports NFL insider, Mark Schlereth, on the call this past week on Fox as the Patriots destroy the Panthers and allow myself, Femi, and Tyler to advance to week 5 in Survivor. We'll give you our thoughts on this week. We'll give you our big board in a moment. But first, we want to remind everybody to download and subscribe to You Better You Bet in podcast form. Just search You Bet wherever you find your podcast. Femi gave you a bunch of NFL award thoughts in his hour of the show today. Coach of the Year, Offensive and Defensive Rookie of the Year, and Comeback Player of the Year. Search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. And like and subscribe to our YouTube and Twitch pages, youtube.com/@TheBetMGM Network, twitch.tv/TheBetMGM Network. Our show sponsor, obviously, BetMGM. And we want you to go for the end zone without breaking a sweat. With today's Pro Football No Sweat Token, you'll get your stake back in bonus bets if your wager doesn't win. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and please gamble responsibly. Femi, before we get to Survivor, Game 3 of Cubs-Padres, starting in about 25 minutes at Wrigley. Cubs -115, Padres -105, Tyone and Darvish, the pitching matchup, total 7.5. How are you betting this one?
Yeah, I have the Cubs series price from before the start of the season at -110. If this is the same exact bet, we're sitting here, there is some -110 out in the market, obviously -115 at BetMGM. We always recommend shopping around. I don't feel like I need to add more, but if I didn't have anything, I would actually bet the Chicago Cubs. So I will be riding my bet that I made prior to the start of the series, -110 on the Cubs to take down the series. I just do not trust Yu Darvish whatsoever in this spot. The Cubs lineup, it's more than shaky. Like, Kyle Tucker's probably the only guy that you actually trust. But I think at home, they find a way. Craig Counsell finds a way to get this done for the Chicago Cubs. So give me the Cubbies. I think they get it done. It's going to be a sweat because the Padres might have some of those vibes. But I do like Chicago at home to advance to the NLDS.
Any thought to PCA HR today off the schneid or no?
PCA is playing cricket. Like, he's swinging at balls that are bouncing. I cannot.
It feels like at some point he might snap out of this. We will see.
His ABs are horrendous. Like, they're actually horrendous.
It's not great. I do like the Cubs also. I bet the Cubs. Talked about why to start the show. Yu Darvish is a choker. I actually trust Tyone more. Cubs bullpen more well rested. And subjectively, I think you get a good Kyle Tucker game here. And I think the Cubs win.
Neither.
In advance to the NLDS. Okay. Survivor time. Tyler Morales joins us. Hello, Tyler.
How we doing, guys?
Tyler, you are not feeling well. Is that accurate?
Yeah, a little under the weather here. Kind of fatigued, a little congested. My head hurts. My back hurts also, which is maybe the sign of old age, but we're fighting through it. This is my flu game today.
It's been a long week of producing wagertainment.
Someone has to do it. Apparently, I'm getting sick doing it.
So, wait, are you being... I'm being serious. Are you being overworked? Also, like, why does it sound like a goddamn aircraft carrier is landing every time your microphone's on?
I can't help you with the second part, but I don't think I'm being overworked. You know, maybe someone in my house got sick, brought it to me. Maybe I went outside a few times. Maybe my brother. My brother's a little sick.
I never know you have a brother. What's your brother's name?
Corey. He's 14 months younger than me. So he's 29, I'm 30.
I was hoping for Miles. I don't think I've ever heard you talk about Corey Morales once on the show. Are you friends with him?
No one's ever asked. He's not home right now, but do you
like him?
Yeah, he's cool.
Do you guys hang out? You've literally never mentioned him once. I feel like you don't like him.
No, I do, but it's just like he watches football with us. He's not like the world's biggest sports fan, but he's a sports fan. So it's just I'm not going to bring him on. No, not really. So maybe that's where the disconnect comes from. As the Tigers just hit a home run.
Yeah, Dylan Dingler just hit a dinger. Tigers up 2-1. Mm. Sorry. Does he look down on you for betting on sports?
No, not at all. I don't think so. My dad did it our whole lives. He's seen it. I don't think he looks down on me at all.
Who does your dad prefer of his two sons?
I'm not. You know what? He's probably not listening. I think me a little bit. I'm not gonna lie. I think it's me. But
what does Corey do?
He works in photography and videography. So he works for a company and goes out and he's basically the cameraman and takes photos and all that stuff.
Okay.
Are you sure you like him? I don't think Tyler likes his brother. We've literally Tyler and I have been working together every day for 6 years. I don't think he's ever mentioned once his brother. Not one time.
In fairness, no one's ever asked, so we never felt the need to bring it up.
You would come up at some point in conversation. Yeah. Yeah, like Femi brings up his brother all the time. I don't ask Femi, do you have a sibling?
I don't know what to tell you here. Next, if you asked, I would have told you, but you haven't, so here we are.
Who does your mom like more?
Again, no one's probably listening. I think me a little bit, I'm not going to lie.
Is Corey the black sheep of the family?
No, he's awesome. It's just me and him. Black sheep?
Okay, so it's just you two.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Parents prefer the firstborn. Okay.
Do you guys look alike?
A little bit, yeah. He looks a little more Puerto Rican than I do, but yeah, we look alike a little bit.
Okay, I think we need to have Corey on the show.
Yeah. No, he won't come on. There's no chance. There's no chance. He's not coming on.
Is he darker than you?
Yeah, he is a little bit. Yeah, he's got a nice tan.
Yeah,
so
do I.
Tyler's way entertaining.
So do I, by the way. But you can't tell with this camera. I look like Casper. I have a nice tan too. You just can't see it. Yeah.
How about this, Mike Brown? Can we Mike is on the bleep list big time here. Can we make it so I look like I haven't been outside in 3 years? Can we get that filter popping, Mike? Please. Make me look. I'll look like an Oompa Loompa. I don't care. I'm short. Make me look orange, please. Yeah, we should get Corey to do the video for the show. He's a videographer. Look at that. Look at that.
Mike is cranking that bad boy.
You're not watching on video. I just went from an ugly son of a bitch, and now I look like I could be in movies. That's all it took was one button that could probably be pushed. Corey Morales probably could have figured that out. All right. Survivor.
You got different shades of green now.
So we have thus far this year, Jaguars, Cowboys, mm-hmm. Bills, Patriots. Those teams are off the board. So I'm going to give everyone, this is my bucket of teams for this week, and I'm not going to rank them. So I think these are the teams that we get to choose from. Now we could, you better you bet on this Thursday, we could take the Rams. Colts are an option. I actually think the Saints are a halfway decent option against the Giants.
Ooh.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think the Texans are somewhat decent at the Ravens. Arizona, home against Tennessee. Calvin Ridley didn't practice today. That just came down like 10 minutes ago. So it looks like this is going to be like Ian Manner and DK as the top two receivers for Cam Ward. Or we could take the Lions as huge favorites on the road in Cincinnati. So I will first give the baton to Corey's brother to tell us what he thinks. Tyler, what is on the big board here for you this week in Survivor?
So number one, Femi's going to hate this pick. I like the Lions. I feel like there's the logical choice. This is a tough week. I have the Lions first. I was skeptical on the Cardinals, but now with all the injury stuff coming up, and J.C. Latham might play. I don't know if he's fully healthy, but if he's not, I'm good on thinking the Titans are going to win that game. So the Cardinals are like on the list, but like with an asterisk, and then the Rams are third. And if you wanted to get like wanted to be men, kind of like the Chargers with the Commanders all injured. Chargers at minus 2.5. So the Chargers were my fourth. So Lions, maybe the Cardinals, Rams, and then the Chargers to be a men.
We I was gonna say like we do need like the if we were real men
for real
survivor
men.
Pick. Now the real men okay. pick would have gotten us bounced last week because it would have been the Raiders.
Yes, I imagine losing on that.
I can't.
What happened and how that game?
You think I hate Geno Smith now? I mean,
well, I guess
can you imagine.
We don't have to imagine. We experienced it last week in week 2 with the Lions losing to the Buccaneers. We don't have to get into that and rehash all that nonsense. For me, my number one is the Rams. That is my number one. And like I had it as my one. I thought it was going to be a little bit like a kind of like a contrarian pick on Tuesday. Cause like I thought at that point Purdy might play and maybe it's just going to be like a banged up version of Purdy on a short week. Now I feel like more people are probably going to use the Rams. Not like they're going to be the most popular because it's a Thursday game and some people like to wait for the whole week. Thursday games kind of weird people out. But the Rams are number one for me. And number two is the Cardinals. Just because I don't know if there's another chance for us to fire that bullet, but also everyone else who has the Cardinals available, which is 46% of our pool, is going to use the Cardinals, I think, this week because there's never another chance where they're going to be, at least barring injury, a 7-point favorite. So those are the top two for me. And my, if we want to be men, would actually be rolling the dice with the Philadelphia Eagles if we wanted to be men at home against Denver. That was my thought.
I don't want to do that.
If we want to do that one. That's, hey. You want to be men, you know, it's never comfortable.
If we want to be real men. Like John Wayne men.
Like
I don't even know
chips
what that
means. Center of the table.
like yes, like the type of man that like my grandfather wanted to be, who would look at me and probably think I'm a huge sissy, asking Mike Brown to change the filter on the camera. If I wanted to be a real man, I think the Saints would be the pick. But you guys don't like them, right?
No, I don't think I can. Rattlers never won an NFL game. I'll just point that out.
So it's a really fair. Honestly, just, like you won that argument.
Saints
are off the board. The Eagles are a real man pick.
I love the Eagles this week. The passing game is non-existent, but like they just keep winning.
Femi, who do you want to take?
I want to go with the Rams. I want to get in the streets tonight and try to get home.
Tyler,
Rams are number two on my big board. You don't have to convince me.
What about Indianapolis?
Something about that game just seems weird.
What would you say
seven,
that is?
That Geno is like much better on the road than he is at home, and maybe he actually plays well in the game.
If we're going to take the Rams, we have to decide like on the show today.
Yeah.
All right.
We got some time. We got 5:40. We can do some.
I think.
Or next segment.
I think we need to decide now. We're going to start next hour with it. We're going to debate if we want to take the Rams in Survivor. Then we've got Femi's betting things. Joey Kanish will join us. All our bets for tonight coming up at the end of the show.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.